The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem, Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for coming along. We're live streaming. We're live. We are live.
We're live and streaming.
Right, right.
On Facebook, The Ride Home with John and Kathy, or 101.5 Word FM. Log on now. Watch the show unfold for yourself.
Considering where we are on the world stage...
What a day.
Holy
Golly,
smokes.
What is going on?
Okay, the good news is we're all here, right?
Yep.
Our health is intact in Western Pennsylvania. It feels as though we're more than holding our own compared to Italy or China. Things seem to be growing somewhat with the coronavirus. World Health Organization says close to a pandemic. Places are being closed down. Some schools are closing down. Concert venues, regular events. People are working from home and whatnot. Things may get bad before they get better, but I'm still very optimistic. Kath, what about you?
Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Right. Like I've got.
I mean, there's nothing we can do about it.
No,
there's not. We're not going to be able to escape hard times.
No.
We're never going to be able to escape hard times. We're going to have hard financial times. A lot of people we know are going to be sick. I think we just need to accept that. Mm-hmm. We could be sick ourselves. But I don't know. I guess I'm a little fatalistic about it. Just knowing what the ups and downs in every culture and every country throughout all of the history on this planet, there have been a lot of hard times.
But take precautions not to fall into a hole.
Be as smart as you can.
Yeah. That's really all you can
be
do.
Be as smart as you can, but know that God's purpose is unfettered. The Holy Spirit is not bound, and if you are a believer in Jesus, your eternity is secure. So bring as many people along with you, and don't forget that this is still a joyful life that we're in the middle of.
Exactly. Yes, to be happy about this, and you know, just
it's National Meatball Day.
Oh, thank goodness! But just to have some precaution, right? Like what they say: wash your hands, stay away from large
crowds.
Okay,
you know what I did? Mm-hmm. I started the Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah.
You know, that's how long you have to wash your hands.
Although, happy birthday twice, which I'm giving up on.
Don't try to make your song better than my song. All right, I feel good about Mary Had a Little Lamb. I did it. I'm trying not to touch my face, which is the number one challenge for me right now.
Not to touch your face?
Yes.
I haven't worried about it too much.
That's because you've been touching your face, not thinking about it. I've seen you do it about 18 times since
I
got to work.
What? Have you really? No, I haven't even been aware.
I made that up.
I'm gonna sing, Gray Skies Are Gonna Clear Up, Put On a Happy
That's
Face.
That's a good song.
Right? That's an optimistic
song. That's a much better
song
than Mary Had a Little Lamb.
I think so.
Do you know how long it is, though? Is it the right length?
I don't know. I think it might be the only chorus I know, the only portion that I know.
Wasn't that a theme?
A raindrops keep falling on my
head. Well, no, that's not a cheery song.
That's not a cheery song.
Plus, that's my least favorite Glen Campbell song.
That's not. Did he write that song, Glen Campbell?
No,
because that's not Glen Campbell.
No, it was written by Burt Bacharach.
That's not Glen Campbell.
But it was recorded by Glen Campbell.
That's B.J. Thomas, isn't it?
That probably was,
but
it was recorded also by Glenn Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're all over the map here. From coronavirus to Glenn Campbell, thanks for joining us on The Ride Home with John and Kathy.
We have news from the Pittsburgh region to share today. Let's start about this. So when Southside Works opened, I'm trying to remember what year that was.
So 10 years ago?
Maybe 2011?
Okay.
That's my guess. It was greatest, newest. Everything was cutting edge. Everything was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It had great food. It had great retail. It was right on the river. You could bike there. You could drive there. Whatever. Mm-hmm. now I hear that the theater's closing.
Yeah, theater's closed.
And the whole place is going to be redone?
We were there for the Mr. Rogers premiere.
We had a great time then.
We sure did, yeah. But apparently the new owners of the Southside Works, so it's been sold, will shut down the movie theater as part of a $37 million makeover of the Riverfront Complex. The theater is a 77,000-square-foot innovative and creative office space designed to attract, get it, tech tenants.
Oh, of course.
Right? Let's invite the techers in.
Right. Like, and techers don't like movies. Is that what this is? I don't think I know why we're doing this.
Also, they're going to add 230 residential units along the Monongahela Riverfront and about 200,000 square feet of waterfront office space as well. All right, but no theater. When the theater is going to close, who knows? No available details were available press time. This is from Mark Belko, who's been a guest on our show.
Yes.
From the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Thank you, Mark.
You know what? The last few times I've been to that theater, you could see the downward trend.
Right. You told me that. I don't go to see movies that often.
Yeah. I mean, it's been downward.
But remember the bookstore? I don't remember its name. That was right on the corner.
Great bookstore.
Of course, that was such a terrific bookstore.
That sure was.
That was just a heartbreaker.
When our kids were little, I know,
because
they had a great children's section.
There was also a really lovely furniture store that was on the corner across from Sir La Table. Can't remember what the name of that place was.
I don't know.
That was a heartbreaker when that left,
okay,
too.
Okay, so is it that Pittsburgh, I mean, as great of a place Pittsburgh is, can we, there's all this construction going on, all these concert venues,
right?
All these bars. The population hasn't grown
that
much.
We have all these new restaurants. I guess it's surprising to me when things wane as they do.
Is it?
Yes. This one is a big surprise to
is
me.
It?
Yes.
What, but for you, okay, so you don't go to the movie theater there.
No.
When's the last time you shopped at that over there?
Well, to be honest with you, not very much lately, because those places I liked so much have
gone.
I go to Sir La Table.
What is that?
It's a kitchen store. It's a.
Oh, okay.
It has like a French vibe.
French vibe. Yeah, we used to go to a Mexican restaurant over there.
I don't know the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, we went there. You know,
of course we did.
Yeah. It's out of business.
Okay. Right. So maybe the more longer we have this conversation, the more
well. I just think
Pittsburgh
can support how much of the new, right?
I know, but that was that's a city place. It was a hip venue. There was a lot of like college grad student yuppie type of involvement there. I don't know. I'm
Hip's
surprised
overrated,
at it.
Kath, you know that.
All right, fine.
Hip
Everything's
is overrated.
You know what else is overrated?
Tell me.
Garfield's Nightmare.
Oh, thank goodness.
That was the worst possible move. Kennywood taking the old mill and making it Garfield's Nightmare 20-some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a dark couple decades.
Good news is the old mill will be back this year, Kennywood.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. First impressions as a kid on the old mill.
This was only a place to make out with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Pretty much true.
Thank you.
Right, pretty much.
I mean,
right.
I could say something else, but you know that's what we're all thinking.
Pretty much, yeah. And, you know, generations were there,
mm-hmm.
right? Happy to do that.
Yeah, very happy, actually.
Hi, Mike. This is John Hall.
Mike. Oh, no, Mike's busy. Oh. Mike's having a conversation with somebody else.
With management.
Yeah, sorry, Mike. We're in the middle of a radio program.
Old Mill.
Do you have a reminiscence of the Old Mill?
I've never been there.
You've never been on the Old Mill?
No. Never been on it.
Okay,
that's so tragic.
Remember the segment when Mike first joined us? Things... Mike doesn't know.
Did we have a theme song for that, Mike?
We should have a theme song.
Yeah, we did have a theme song.
Things Mike doesn't know.
I don't know where it went.
Wait,
yeah.
You've never been?
Bring that back up.
So were you on Garfield's Nightmare?
No.
That whole Mike cam, forget it.
No.
Get that out of there.
I like it. Hey, if you've been wondering what new Mike looks like, the Mike cam was just set up on Friday.
Uh-huh.
We had a gigantic, overwhelming audience response saying that Mike looks like he's 16.
It's true.
I appreciated that.
I don't feel it.
You can log on right now to Facebook 101.5 Word FM or The Ride Home with John and Kathy, and you can see Mike for himself.
Things Mike doesn't know.
I like it.
Or the ignorant cam.
Okay. another thing. So you're excited about the Old Mill coming back?
I mean, you know, excited. Let's put, you know.
I mean, as excited as
who
you
am I
can
making
be.
Out with?
Okay.
Me and my wife are going to hang out and go to the Old Mill to make out? I don't think so. I got plenty of time with the missus to make out.
Oh, wait a second. Okay, now Now I remember this thing now.
Oh, it all comes back.
Now I remember it all of a sudden.
We're like, all right, I remember it. Yeah, that's what it was.
So they were going to bring it back.
They are bringing it back.
I'm pumped for it. No, I'm serious.
Pumped for it.
No, I did ride the Garfield one.
Which was stupid.
It was so boring.
It was idiotic.
It was very boring.
Wait, first you had no memory of it, and all of a sudden things click into gear.
Sorry, I was talking to management, and now my mind's all juggled like
that's
Joe Biden right now.
That's what happens when you talk to management. You get a little nervous.
You do get a little anxious.
You know, all of a sudden what's the adrenaline? Adrenaline level goes up. I couldn't think of that word was.
I was having some anxiety because I was having some trouble with the countdown timer at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I noticed that. What the heck?
Let's get out of here.
Let's go
to the White House.
All right.
You want to go to the White House?
Okay,
yeah, for sure.
That's a more interesting conversation than Greg Clugston,
SRN News White House correspondent, is in the on-deck circle. We're going to be talking about Trump, the coronavirus, the plunge in the stock market, and I don't know, is it going to be Joe Biden? Find out more next on The Ride Home.
101.5 WORD.
Turning Point with David Jeremiah.
The prophecies that were given in the 7th chapter of Daniel, which have been literally fulfilled in history, promise us that the prophecies that are yet unfulfilled will so literally be fulfilled in the future.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, The Handwriting on the Wall, next time on Turning Point.
This evening at 7:30 on 101.5 WORD.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-727-9105. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105. 800-727-9105.
Hey, this is Laura Story. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? After you prepare your heart with worship led by Michael O'Brien and myself, Alistair Begg will be sharing from God's Word, and together we will renew our vision, purpose, and connection with Christ. We'll let Scripture steer our hearts as we explore God's eternal truths together.
Salem Media Group presents the Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise, August 30th through September 6th, 2020. Get more details at wordfm.com/Alaska.
When you've got water, fire, or smoke damage, there's no debate. You have to vote yellow. Call Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Our team is ready to help 24 hours a day.
The man, the yellow man, called Service Master.
Politics can be, well, dirty. That's one mess Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh can't clean up. But we've got you covered on everything else, from water damage to smoke and fire damage.
The man, the yellow man.
The world of church construction is rapidly changing in today's safety-conscious marketplace. If renovation or new construction is in your future, don't miss the Worship and Facilities Conference, designed to answer the critical questions church and business leaders need to ask before they build. One day only, March 31st at the Bible Chapel in McMurray. Hear from experts in architecture, construction, banking, audiovisual, plus facility safety and security all in one place, 8:15 to 4, presented by Salem Media Group. Registration and details at wordfm.com.
Well, if ever there's a day to check in and get the scoop on real news, today would be the day. Greg Clugston joins us every Monday as we kick off the show. Greg is the White House reporter for SRN News. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, John and Kathy. Good to be here.
Greg, we're happy to see you, though this is a rough day. Combining the plunging oil market, the stock market, fears of the coronavirus. Talk about what the mood is inside the nation's capital.
Yeah, well, it's very, I would say it's similar to what we're hearing from accounts outside the nation's capital. People are concerned. From the administration itself, there have been some attempts and efforts to you know, point to silver linings and to encourage, you know, no panic and all the rest. But, for example, you know, you mentioned the stock market, the Dow dropping 2,000 points today. That's an almost 8% drop in value, the biggest loss on Wall Street since 2008. So you're talking the financial crisis of a dozen years ago. And the oil prices are associated with the fall of the stock prices. And so you've got lawmakers returning to Capitol Hill today and are going to be in session the rest of this week. And so the lawmakers are grappling with what to do as the administration and health officials and the CDC are all doing their best to try and provide the public with reasonable information and current information, but there have been some missteps along the way and some mixed signals, and that has added to some of the confusion, unfortunately.
Right. I mean, Greg, because this is uncharted territory, of course we're going to sort of feel our way forward, and I guess missteps are expected, if not, you know, overwhelming, but, you know, this is all brand new for everybody.
It is new, and obviously President Trump is being challenged as the nation's chief executive in terms of providing leadership and guidance and setting a tone. He obviously was not involved in politics on a full-time basis prior to winning the presidency. This would be and is difficult for any official who is in public service, including those who are veterans of public service. But certainly it's an added challenge for someone like Donald Trump, who is facing this kind of national and global crisis for the first time. And as you mentioned, John, there, you know, this is territory that a lot of people, even in the health industry and elsewhere and other sectors of the economy and the way of life, are sort of figuring out as we go along.
So as we think about an uncertain future, I guess I'm wondering if the posture of the president has changed. And I don't mean his physical posture, but how it is that he's speaking and thinking. He's always been brash. He's always been forward thinking. He's always been, you know, this is fake news out there. The media is against me. You know, now we've reached difficult times. And I'm wondering how the president's reacting to that. Do you have a read on that?
Well, I can tell you what he has done and said over the last few days, including this morning. He was on Twitter this morning, and he was finishing, by the way, a long weekend in Florida with fundraising at midday today. He got back here to Washington and arrived at the White House within the past hour and did not make any comments to news reporters on his way inside. So his only public comments have been through Twitter today. And he was attacking the fake news media and Democrats for, you know, inflaming the coronavirus situation. And when it was in reference to the oil markets plunging on the global markets, he said that would be good news for American consumers because it could be lower prices at the gas pump, which could actually be a result of the lower oil prices. But the lower oil prices also speak to a slowdown in production and key segments of the economy that perhaps are slowing down. So it's a more complicated economic picture than perhaps what the president was suggesting. And in town hall interviews on Fox News last week and at a rally last week, he did give some conflicting information, for example, about whether people who have no symptoms should go to work, even if they have been exposed to the virus. That contradicted what health officials and the Centers for Disease Control and his own administration health officials were saying. So it's sort of a mixed report card right now, and it's not a final report card either because we're still in the middle of this.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the good news about the coronavirus is when you look at the rest of the world, of course, when you look at Italy or China, we are nowhere near anything close to that. And I think the president's right, you know, that they cut air travel or shut down airlines for a long time. The cases that are here are trickling in slowly. Of course, the World Health Organization says a pandemic probably is going to happen. I think due diligence is happening across the country. So, I mean, I believe that the Center for Disease Control, no matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat or whatever your political stripe is, the organizations that are in place are ensure the safety and the good health of all Americans.
Sure, and obviously the government at the highest levels has been trying to and has been providing common sense advice in terms of hygiene and how people mm-hmm. can, especially at-risk Americans, can minimize their exposure to the coronavirus. Everybody from churches stopping, you know, handshake greeting times in the middle of services to college campuses temporarily closing the classrooms and moving classes online. I mean, we're seeing it in all segments of the country right now. And one other thing the president did mention on Twitter this morning, he was trying to put things in perspective by mentioning the tens of thousands of people who died from the common flu mm-hmm. last year. And he said that the economy kept on going and the stock market was fine and there were not these, you know, the country didn't shut down because of, you know, the tragic deaths related to the common flu, which happen every year, right. not only in this country, but around the world. So that's an effort by the president to try and put things in perspective. But obviously, when you throw in the stock market and everything else, and what we have seen, unfortunately, for the last couple of weeks, a rise of infections here in the United States and the rising death toll, although it is much lower than other countries, that feeds into a snowball effect that's hard to stop, even if you're the president of the United States.
So, Greg, on the president's schedule, is he scheduled to travel locally, domestically, or internationally in the next few days or weeks?
Yeah, we just learned that there is travel scheduled for the end of this week, that he's going to be traveling domestically. And so he, as I mentioned, he just came back from Florida today. And what's interesting is the president is in his 70s. The top two Democratic political candidates, presidential candidates, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, they're in their 70s. One of the sort of storylines that's accompanying this coronavirus story right. is the fact that you've got elderly politicians right. in the United States, and
right.
By definition of the demographic, they are potentially at risk. And in fact, the president who spoke at the CPAC conference, the Conservative Political Action Conference here in the Washington, D.C. area in Maryland 2 weeks ago, there was a confirmed attendee who has the virus, is positive,
right.
tested positive.
Right.
And that person has had contact with several Republican lawmakers who are now self-quarantining. And they don't think the president came into direct contact, but the president has since come into contact with other people who came into contact with that person. So there are many storylines running through this entire thing right now.
So the top front runners for the next president are all in the highest risk group.
They are. That's mm-hmm. correct.
So, wow, Greg, okay. what's it like for you personally? You're traveling back and forth to the nation's capital on the train every day. Is that true?
Yeah, I typically use mass transit on the metro trains in Washington, D.C. I did cover 2 days of the CPAC conference mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago. So I got a letter from CPAC. Anybody who is a registered member of the media or registered attendee at the conference received at least 2 emails over the weekend just explaining the situation. I'm dealing this, you know, with this like anybody else is and any other family. We're just trying to make some common sense decisions in terms of exposure, but currently my job continues, and so I still have to commute to work and that kind of thing. So we're just doing the best we can.
Well, to look at it in a lighthearted way, will you be quarantining with Ted Cruz is the question.
I have not received an invitation to quarantine with mm-hmm. him. But yeah, he's one of the lawmakers who came into contact and is self-quarantining. And we just learned within the last hour or two, Georgia Congressman Doug Collins is also deciding to self-quarantine because he shook hands apparently with the same individual at the CPAC mm-hmm. conference. So
that could be an entertaining group to be in close quarters with for 2 weeks, Greg.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be self-quarantining together like at a retreat center or not, but
right.
You're right. If they got right. together, it could be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, clearly these are interesting, unique times
yeah.
we live in. I mean, you can't make this up, Greg. I just pray for
yeah.
you and your family that you'll be safe and that, you know, any fear that your family has because of your recent journeys with the CPAC conference fades away quickly and that you're in full health.
Well, I appreciate that, and we share those prayers with you and your listeners and the country and the world, for that matter.
Greg, before you leave us, let me ask you one question. This might be a difficult one to answer because I'm just kind of asking for your judgment on it. But I was thinking over the weekend about how when hard times hit, leaders have to morph, you know, whether it's the leader of a company or the leader of a family or, you know, whatever, the leader of a country. when people are afraid, anxious, they require something different of the person in charge. And so I'm wondering if there's any sense that the president is realizing this and having to, you know, perhaps land on more foundational principles to give people some peace looking forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a part of the presidency in terms of sort of an intangible leadership quality. And I think that's one reason why Americans spend so much time and effort, you know, evaluating candidates. And I think Americans want to like their leaders, especially their presidents. They want to respect those leaders. And in turn, that's a heavy load and a responsibility for any elected chief executive for our country. When I look at what the president has been saying over the last 4 to 5 days, as we've seen the number of confirmed cases in the U.S. as well as the number of deaths here in this country escalate, we haven't seen a real departure from the president's prior behavior. Whether he loves to point to poll ratings, whether he's bragging about how his administration responded during a Fox Hall or a Fox News town hall, those kinds of things. But as we see things at least worsen here in the near term, you do hope and you know, pray that the president and the people that he is working with, the vice president, his cabinet members, and other support people, will help provide that kind of foundation, and that you know, they can help usher and lead the country through this crisis.
Yes, I'm into that. Praying for wisdom and solid leadership. Mm-hmm. Well, Greg, thanks an awful lot. Always a pleasure to have you check in from the nation's capital. And as we said, prayers for you and your family as we move forward into this unknown territory.
Thank you, John. Thanks, Kathy.
Greg Clugston, SRN News, White House correspondent.
He's the best.
He surely is. Information about Greg at wordfm.com. Take a break. Come back. We come back. Oh, Projecting Hope Film Festival this weekend.
For your next client meeting, instead of worrying about where to get lunch, why not relax and get down to business? The Cooked Goose Catering Company provides truly delicious value to satisfy hungry clients and colleagues alike, like their bestseller roast beef and stuffed chicken breast with mashed or roasted potatoes and green beans, just $10.95 a person. Visit cookedgoosecatering.com/word and get to work. The Cooked Goose Catering Company, just good food.
The following statement is from a paparazzi who claims to have witnessed Hulu's reality TV house party.
All right, so here's some Bravo drama. I catch Melissa Gorga going from her hotel to this party in Beverly Hills, and the first thing I see when I get there is Jax Taylor leaving. They say he got into some argument with Captain Lee over their social media feud, or could have been a beef with James Kennedy. Whatever, I got the shot.
Reality or not, we'll never know. What we do know, Hulu has reality TV. Start your free trial today. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Upwork has the world's largest network of proven independent professionals, and I have an alphabetical list of them. Accountants, administrative assistants, animators, architects. You get the point. When you need in-demand talent on demand, Upwork is how.
I get this warm feeling every single time we have special needs patients in our office. Their needs are not that different from anybody else. Spending the time with that patient is very rewarding to me.
Exceptional dentistry meets compassionate care at StockFamilyDentistry.com.
You know, Grove City College is on a break right now, like a lot of colleges. Not a spring break, but a winter break. So I'm talking to my kid about, you know, what's going on at Grove City. And, you know, he's talking about the choir is having a tour right now. You know, members of a select choir are in the Southeast. There's also film festivals that are going on campus. There's all these different things. I mean, the swim team continues to practice.
Right.
So even as school is at a pause, the education continues to exist at Grove City College. And one of the great things I love about Grove City is that their teacher-to-student ratio, 13 to 1. So for every teacher, 13 kids are engaged. And there's no grad students, no teaching assistants are involved in this. Grove City doesn't do that. Mm-hmm. So that, to me itself, also is extremely powerful about the nature and the quality of education at Grove City College.
One of the biggest difficulties I had as an undergrad is the fact that until I was probably halfway through my junior year, all of my teachers were TAs.
Wow.
I mean, that's just the way it was. It's a giant school. It's a public school. I was taking a lot of general ed classes to get them out of the way.
I see.
And they're not often taught by a professor. It's really frustrating, especially when you're looking at how tuition dollars add up now. Don't you want your kid to be actually taught by a professor?
Right.
I mean, both John and I have children that go to Grove City. And I can't tell you how much I've appreciated hearing about their classes and hearing about the professors that are actually teaching them.
We love it. Check it out online for your child, gcc.edu.
Ask Alexa to play the word Pittsburgh to hear us there.
We're on your Google speaker, too. Plus iHeart, TuneIn, and on radio.com. 101.5 WORDFM, Pittsburgh.
Tonight, considerable cloudiness. Mild with occasional rain and drizzle late with a low 49. Tomorrow, breezy and cooler with periods of rain and a high 58. Tomorrow night, plenty of clouds in the evening, then partly cloudy late with a low 31. Wednesday, some sun, then turning cloudy with a passing afternoon shower and a high 51. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
101.5 Word FM is once again the official radio sponsor of the Projecting Hope Film Festival. Starts this Friday through Sunday. 3 days of free, God-honoring, and inspirational movies.
I love it.
At the Pittsburgh Mills Cinemark 18. Tickets right now. You can go sign up at wordfm.com/projectinghope. Here to talk to us about Projecting Hope is Travis Dean. Hey, Travis. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're Travis, great. Always good to hear from you. Tell us all about the films that are going to be a part of the festival this weekend.
Sure. Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. There are a number of ones that great films that came out earlier in the year, like Overcomer, Breakthrough, Little Women, and A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Will also be playing, and so those are all fantastic movies. If you haven't gotten to see them, it's going to be a good chance to do so. But also on Saturday, the new film, I Still Believe, will be playing three different times. And really excited about that one. That one is made by the same guys who did I Can Only Imagine. Some of you might remember that movie about Mercy Me. Which was excellent, really well done. And so this movie is about, it's the story of Jeremy Camp and his first wife who died of cancer, and it's a powerful story. My wife and I got to see a preview of it back in November, and it was incredible.
Fabulous. So what's cool, Travis, is all these movies are absolutely free. Now, for people who are just, listening, do they just walk up to the theater, or do you have to, register someplace to make sure you got a seat that's reserved?
Well, you can just walk in and get free tickets. However, the theaters do tend to fill up. So if you want to get advanced tickets and make sure that you do have a seat for certain, you can go to the website, projectinghopepgh.com. And for a donation of any amount, even a dollar, you can reserve tickets for any of the screenings. And we recommend that because number one, the donations do help the festival. Number two, you make sure you have seats and you don't drive all that way and don't get to see your movies.
Yeah. Well, this is so cool. I mean, I love this. Thousands and thousands of people over the years have seen these quality, God-honoring films, and this year is no exception. All you got to do is go to wordfm.com/projectinghope.
For a donation of any amount.
That's right.
Any amount.
Yeah, we love Projecting Hope Film Festival.
I sure
do. Hope to see you there this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's Travis Deans, and he's the man who has all the information about the movies. But you are going to take advantage of it only if you get your tickets and show up. It's a perfect opportunity, a terrific weekend. Get your tickets, wordfm.com.
101.5 WORD.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, a couple of crooks in town are stealing other people's good ideas. Both Erica and Jack have started community projects, but someone else is getting all the applause. And will anybody really believe that a food drive is being sponsored by Bart Rathbone? Discover if credit is given where credit is due on the next Adventure in Odyssey.
Tonight at 8 on 101.5 Word FM WORD.
They blow into town with the wind, rain, and hail. Out-of-town storm chasers going door-to-door, often posing as a local company offering a quick fix to desperate homeowners. If you've had damage to your roof, windows, siding, or gutters and downspouts, you may be eligible to get them replaced or repaired free of charge. Just be careful who you call. Visit WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com for a free inspection from one of their highly trained appraisers. With over 50 years in home remodeling, Windows R Us is the area's premier exterior replacement company. For roofs, siding, gutters and downspouts, doors, and of course, windows. If damage isn't your issue and you just want something new, you'll love their no-pressure approach, no hidden fees, and one of the fastest turnaround times in the industry. A company who will never skip town when it comes to honoring their warranty. Visit the area's premier exterior replacement company at WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. Mention Word FM for an additional 10% off at WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. That's WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com.
From the creators of I Could Only Imagine and Mercy Me's Bart Miller.
Now we have an artist who's had 32 number one singles. Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
On March 13th.
They're getting married.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Based on the inspiring true story.
He chose to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
I Still Believe. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Shania Twain, and Gary Sinise. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 13th. Go to IStillBelieveMovie.com.
Hi, this is Joe Belanti with J&D Waterproofing at 1-800-VERY-DRY. In honor of our 81 years serving the tri-state area, we are offering great savings for all our new and past customers. Call 1-800-VERY-DRY. That's 1-800-VERY-DRY to get your savings on basement waterproofing, bowing or cracking walls, and or footer stabilization projects. Or visit us at jdwaterproofing.com. J&D Waterproofing, family owned and operated since 1939.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Okay, so coronavirus, stock market plunging.
Yeah.
How do you hold this into your faith? What's your prayer life like? What does the Bible say about these tough times as we're tested? Tony Turner's with us once again. Tony's a pastor, a counselor, founder of the Gracism Task Force on Facebook. And Tony, friend, welcome back. How are things today?
Hi, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It sure is.
Yes,
Tony.
It is.
Always so good to hear your voice. I'm looking forward to our conversation because I think it's important to have in the midst of tough times to, you know, people that you trust to gather around you and kind of hear what they're thinking and hearing. You mentioned in an email you sent to John and I that you had been reading the parable of the 10 minas, which is in Luke 19, which is really interesting. And let me just set the stage for it before you talk about it, because Jesus told the people there this parable because he was close to Jerusalem, and the people there thought that the kingdom of God was like going to come immediate, like it was going to all show up and everything was going to be fixed. And he was saying, you know, no, a lot has to happen, and a lot is going to happen between my death and when I come again. So now that I've set the stage, talk about how you read it.
Well, and really, though, he also says that the kingdom of God is within us. Now, I'm not saying that we are God or anything remotely resembling that. But what I am saying is that people are looking for a kingdom right here on earth. They've always been looking for something more tangible, something they put their hands on. And Jesus was not talking about an earthly kingdom. You know, he clearly, you know, said that we are to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, which means that, you know, we're talking about another entity. We're talking about another value, you know. And so, you know, when I was thinking about, you know, like all the stuff that's going on that is really designed to keep us confused and maddened and, you know, running around. I was looking at somebody's post yesterday. We were talking about going into some of the stores and looking for hand sanitizer and toilet paper and, you know, just sort of like kind of scrambling for, you know, necessities or what they think are necessities. And I thought about the fact that on Saturday, I had to go out and get hand sanitizer because my sister, as you know, she's bedridden. And so she can't always get to water and she needs hand sanitizer. But we were running low on it. And I really, truthfully did not know about the panic that was out there. And so I went out looking for some hand sanitizer and couldn't find a drop. I was looking for alcohol because I said, you know, the least I can do is make some, you know, and I couldn't find a high-grade alcohol. And so I said, you know, well, what do I do from here? And I noticed that I was not in fear at all about that, you know. And I'm like, okay, why am I not in fear? And I said, this is a really, really dark time. You know, we're looking for, we're looking at the coronavirus. We're looking at plagues of locusts and all kinds of things happening on this earth. It's really, really a dark time. And so what do we do? Well, darkness, my Bible says that I can find treasures in darkness. And so the Lord showed me what I could do, how I could make that hand sanitizer. And I didn't even remotely enter into panic, but I'm hearing panic and fear on people walking around with, you know, the face mask and all that. We've been washing our hands, and when this is all over, we're going to keep on washing our hands, you know. But one of the things that Jesus said was that we are to occupy this kingdom until he comes again for us. So we're to occupy the earth. Well, what the heck does that mean? A lot of people point to the church and they say you're passive, and that's why so many things are happening. But, you know, when we talk about occupy, that's not a passive activity. That's something that it actually takes place in warfare, where you have one foreign government or one foreign army even occupying another one. Well, this earth is not our home. This is what we're supposed to occupy until Jesus returns. And I'm thinking that, you know, the thing that's always been on God's heart was preserving many alive. And I look back through the Old Testament, you know, looking at Joseph and Moses and Esther and Daniel and, you know, David. God's heart has always been about preserving many lives. When Jesus came, his ministry only lasted for 3 years. But what he came for was to save the world. You know, so that's what we need to be about when it comes to occupy. We need to have not so much the things that are going on in the world, but we need to have our eyes on God to see how it is that we are to preserve many alive.
That's a good word from Tony Turner. Tony's a pastor, a counselor, and founder of the Gracism Task Force. Tony, thanks for being with us today. Much more ahead on today's Ride Home. Well, we're going to talk about the trial of the men accused in the downing of the Malaysian airliners. That started today. Hasn't received a whole lot of news coverage, but we'll talk about it next.
It's that time of the year at the Springhouse in 84. It's Dairy Farm Tour time. That's right. We actually invite classes of school children to our real working dairy farm. The children love feeding the calf, milking the cow, and even seeing where the cows sleep and smelling what they eat. Many children today have never even touched a baby calf, nor have they associated the wonderful cow as the source of the milk that they get from the grocery store. At the Springhouse in 84, we are so committed to teaching children about farming and helping them understand how much the city mouse and the country mouse truly need each other. Call 228-3339 or have your child's teacher set up a date for your child's classroom farm tour and let us share a little of our farm with you at the Springhouse in 84.
Washington County parents, you have a choice in your child's education. So why not consider a private Christian school that's been serving the community for nearly 40 years? At Central Christian Academy in Houston, pre-K through 8th grade students receive the comprehensive education they need to propel them to the top of the class in high school and beyond. Central Christian Academy creates model student leaders other kids look up to. Students prepared for a world that needs Jesus. Schedule a private tour and learn more at ccaschool.com.
In the Bible, Jesus says, when we care for the least of these, it's like we're caring for him. But who are the least of these? They're moms, like Myrna Yolinda from Guatemala, where more than half the people live in extreme poverty.
What are the children eating today?
Solo tomatis con tortilla.
Only tomatoes with tortilla. Right now, they are hungry. They want food, and we don't have money enough to get to the whole week.
When you partner with Food for the Poor, you bring food, water, hope, and love. You answer the desperate prayers of moms and children. Just $27 a month for the next 12 months. Feeds a family of four, food for a year, and water for life through Food for the Poor. Would you make a life-saving gift right now? From your cell phone, dial #250 and say give. Dial #250 and say give. Or give online at wordfm.com.
See today's best faith-based and family-friendly movies all free of charge. March 13th through 15th, Word FM welcomes the Projecting Hope Film Festival to the Cinemark 18 at Pittsburgh Mills Mall. Presented by the Speakman Financial Group. See the best faith-focused films of 2019, plus the highly anticipated 2020 release, I Still Believe, the Jeremy Camp Story, plus exclusive advanced screenings of Selfie Dad starring Michael Jr. Visit projectinghopepgh.com for showtimes. Sponsored by J&D Waterproofing.
Okay, in the midst of the stock market melting down and the coronavirus, let's give you a Prince Harry and Meghan update.
I would like a royal update today, John.
I mean, you know, you can't help but not be interested. I am. It's kind of weird.
Are you interested?
Well,
because
I'm watching I've watched The Crown.
Oh.
Which I love.
I know. I love it, too.
It's made the royals
so
seem human.
Yeah,
okay?
I know.
So this is from today's New York Times, and it says, with smiles and backward glances, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan took part in their final engagement today, honoring the British Commonwealth at Westminster Abbey before they decamp for one of its frontier outposts, Western Canada, and an uncertain new life as semi-royals. As bagpipes played and cameras flashed, the couple walked to just before Prince William and his wife Kate and took their seats in a row behind them. So this is really kind of weird because they're not abdicating royalty, but they are essentially walling themselves off from the day-to-day work of being a royal, whatever that looks like.
Right.
Now, here's the weird thing.
Okay.
Meghan, the newest member of the royal family, has said
the upstart that, American actress.
Right. Has said that she is not moving back to the United States.
Oh, wait. Let me guess.
Yes.
Let me guess. She's not moving back to the United States until Trump is no longer president.
Bingo.
How did I know?
Bingo. And
correct.
What's interesting is the Canadian government has said, welcome, but we're not going to provide you with any security because it's too
right.
expensive.
Sure.
You're on your own.
Sure.
Now, Prince Harry has said, we've got enough money to take care of things because they're going to no longer be on, apparently, the large royal payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate their stepping out.
She made millions of dollars in her TV show.
Okay.
I mean, she was on Suits for, I don't know, 8 years.
Hmm. Okay.
She was, for a long time, she had one of the lead roles. So I'm sure she's not hurting for cash.
Right.
However, supporting yourself in whatever salary you have made in the past is not the same as having an endless supply as a British royal.
That's right. Exactly. So the couple have agreed to not use their most exclusive titles, which are His Royal Highness and Her Royal Highness, mm-hmm. to give up most of the public funding of their lifestyle.
Most of the public funding.
Repay more than $3 million in state funds for the refurbishment of their official residence,
okay.
Frogmore Cottage, mm-hmm. on the grounds of Windsor Castle. Harry remains a prince, sixth in line to the throne, and he and Meghan retained another of their titles, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. All right?
Here's my prediction.
Mm.
At some point in the future, they will return.
You think?
Yes, I do think.
Like when? Like
I don't know. I just think they will return. Things are different now than they were when...
Princess Di?
No, when
Queen Elizabeth's
uncle
Prince Edward.
Abdicated.
Mm-hmm.
When
yes.
Prince Edward abdicated. He was able to enjoy a level of celebrity and such.
In France.
He was in America for a while. He, you know, traveled around. I think things are different now, and I'm wondering if the money will just outright dry up and they're going to have to go back and say, I mean, when you always know you can go back, be reinstated in the royal family and have all of your bills paid.
I don't know. That'd be a tough castor oil to swallow, right? Wouldn't it? I mean, we're coming back because what? We ran out of cash?
You saw the stock market today, right? I mean, they're going to have to live now. I would like to see how much of the royal income they're still getting, because it says that they're giving away, or they're refusing most of it. But I don't know what most means.
Okay,
does that mean 55%, or does that mean 95%?
So what if they took a page from the presidential playbook, where, you know, like any president, whether it's, you know, the Bushes or Obamas, they wrote a book and then they went on a speaking tour where
they
would make
easily do that.
Millions and millions.
And let me tell
millions.
You, the photograph that you showed me of Prince Harry and Meghan today.
Gorgeous.
She's wearing the most spectacular outfit. You can say I'm very surfacey, and of course, probably I am.
That's so surfacey.
She looks. She looks gorgeous.
She does. She looks fabulous.
It is a spectacular photograph.
Can we see that,
Mike? She looks absolutely.
Doesn't do it justice.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and she's a star. I mean, that Suits was a gigantic TV. I don't think it's still on.
You know what?
I think it's over.
I didn't know her. I never watched Suits.
I watched Suits.
She's a star.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what if she has to go back to work again?
That would be hard, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be hard.
All right, so.
Anyway, the Royals.
The trial opens in
what
the
trial?
Netherlands, the plane crash trial of MH17. This is the trial of three Russians and a Ukrainian accused of murdering 298 people in the shooting down of flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine. That's begun in the Netherlands. So the judge, Henrik Steenhuis, says that, quote, the loss of so many lives and the manner in which they so abruptly ended is barely conceivable. As he opened the case on Monday in the judicial complex close to the airport from where the Malaysia Airlines Boeing 777 took off for Kuala Lumpur, July 17th, 2014.
Wow.
2014. The aircraft was shot down over the conflict zone in eastern Ukraine by a Buk anti-aircraft missile, killing everyone aboard. The victims came from 17 countries. Most were Dutch nationals. Others were Malaysian, Australian, Indonesian, and British.
That's terrifying. Isn't it terrifying?
It really is. It really is. It makes me think of the airline that was shot down leaving Iran.
Right. Same sort of thing.
Yeah. So, so if it took 6 years... For this trial to start. Why does it have to take 6 years?
Corporations, lawyers, governments, all that together coalescing.
I mean,
everyone has a say, right?
Grief. Now listen to this. So it says, I'm reading from TheGuardian.com. It says, after a painstaking internal investigation, Dutch prosecutors alleged that four men had responsibility for the missile launch.
Hmm.
Okay. All were senior commanders fighting Ukrainian forces. But Russia does not allow extradition of its citizens, and none of the men appeared in court today.
Right. Because they're going to walk scot-free, right?
So
the government doesn't allow extradition, well, then there's no culpability.
Right. There are nine lawyers that have been hired to represent some of the victims and their families. They can speak in court. So then what happens if there's no extradition? Are we just going to have a courtroom, there's going to be no defendant, and then nothing's going to happen?
They'll make a
then
judgment.
Why are we doing it?
Because you have to go through the process. Because if that was your family on that flight, you'd want to show up and speak for them, right?
Okay, listen to this. Someone in the know, I was going to explain who this person is, but it's very, very long. You can read the article for yourself in The Guardian. Okay. It says, Monday's court session was the beginning of a process that could last 30 years.
What?
30 years. He said the political state of Russia a decade in the future was unknowable.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to establish the facts now because the trial will reveal the chain of command right back to the Kremlin that may one day, over the next 30 years, become important.
Wow. Look, I mean, I don't want to paint with such a broad brush, but when you look, and of course there's a lot of nuance in all this, when you look at Russia and China, these massive countries are bad players on the international stage.
You're absolutely right.
So all the more reason that America has to remain America.
Yes.
Right? In the political process we are now, you know, there are many people who are trying to water down America or point the finger at America as, you know, a bad actor as well. Now, we all know America's not perfect. But America has to continue to be democratic and a bright and shining light.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot of bad countries out there, the Russians, the Chinese, who want nothing more than to spread carnage in this world.
Exactly. Which is why it's important for every single American, not for us to just point at our leaders and say, they should be better, they should be more moral. All those things are true. But if we're not like that, if the American people are not like that, we're not going to elect people like that.
Right.
I mean, people, all of the diatribes, I mean, the multitudinous Twitter statements, Facebook posts, whatever the rants are, wherever they are, against our current leaders. Always ignore the fact that we're the ones who elected them. I loved the outrage after Elizabeth Warren dropped out of the race last week. And they said, you know, how could the American people do this? How could they not have voted for any women? I think, well, look at your Democrats, look at your own party, right? This is what I did last year in 2016 when we were going through all the pain about whether we were going to have Donald Trump as our nominee. If you're a Democrat, look at your own party and say, look, you're all the ones who voted for the men.
Yeah.
All right. So if you don't like it, then do some work in your own party.
Yeah. Bring somebody to the table that everybody would agree on and vote and
but
keep in
office. But stop pointing the finger at the American public. Like all of a sudden there were all of us that voted for those candidates. Like I didn't have any. Did you have any say in whether it was Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren?
I did not. No. All the more reason, right? As a believer, we think about, you know, look at how people point the finger. Our own due diligence and our own heart with our own relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we need that first and foremost, and then put that into place in the voting booth, right, and then our actions as citizens of this country to allow America to be great. But I believe it starts here.
It does start here.
With Christ in our lives.
It doesn't start with the politicians and us making fun of them and hating them or whatever. It starts with us.
Yeah. It starts with
us. Get your own house in order.
Jesus first in the middle, and all things go beyond that. Take a break. Come back. We're going to talk about the Psalms during the 5 o'clock hour. Stay with us for that.
On your radio at 101.5 WORD FM, Pittsburgh, at wordfm.com, the Word FM mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, and at radio.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A cruise ship with a cluster of coronavirus cases has arrived at a port in the San Francisco Bay Area after it was forced to idle off the California coast for days. The Grand Princess pulled into the port of Oakland. It's unclear how many travelers would get off the ship. The captain told passengers that not everyone would. Americans will be transported to military bases in California, Texas, and Georgia to be tested for the COVID-19 virus and quarantine. People from other nations will be whisked home. Global stock markets and oil prices plunging today after a fight among major crude-producing nations jolted investors who were already on edge about the surging cost of the virus outbreak. The benchmark U.S. crude price was down over 20%. The Dow fell 2,014 points today. The Nasdaq off 624. The S&P dropped 225. This is SRN News.
Remember those 300-piece some assembly required toy sets? The ones your kids loved, but you were too proud to use the instructions. Yeah, you figured it out, eventually. The looks on their faces were worth it, but you listened to your wife the next time when she told you to just read the manual. Some assembly is required for retirement, too. It may not always be fun, but it matters. And that's why Accurate Solutions Group invites you to a dinner workshop to talk about retirement's most common concerns, things like taxes, Social Security, if you have too much money in the market, and much more. Seating is limited, so pick the date that works for you by calling to register today. Call or text RSVP to 412-515-0005. That's 412-515-0005. Start assembling your retirement plan with help from Accurate Solutions Group. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, The answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
When the brake whistle blows, why waste time on a sandwich run when your crew could have a home-style meat and potatoes meal hot and waiting on site? The Cooked Goose Catering Company provides down-to-earth food for hungry crews of 10 or more. Try their bestseller, roast beef and stuffed chicken breast, with master roasted potatoes and green beans, just $10.95 a person. Visit CookedGooseCatering.com/word. And get back to work. The Cooked Goose Catering Company. Just good food.
Tonight, considerable cloudiness, mild with occasional rain and drizzle late with a low 49. Tomorrow, breezy and cooler with periods of rain and a high 58. Tomorrow night, plenty of clouds in the evening, then partly cloudy late with a low 31. Wednesday, some sun, then turning cloudy with a passing afternoon shower and a high 51. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
I think our trip to Tuscany's off.
Right. Which is a shame because
it was. I think we were going to have a lovely time.
Saving diligently. I was going to bring back a case of olive oil.
I was going to press my own.
Yes.
Seems like Italy's quarantined.
The entire country of Italy has been quarantined. How does that work?
I have not seen that. I've seen...
Mike's told us this during the top of the hour break.
Yeah. It's not that I don't trust Mike. Looking for...
He's on it.
According to the Drudge Report...
Well...
Yes. You're right, Mike. I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal now. Italy virus containment measures extended to the entire country.
So no flights in and out?
Apparently. A lockdown of almost 17 million people living across its north.
Now
here's the thing. And I don't mean to make light of it, because I'm sure this is a scary time for everyone.
Yeah, it is.
But if I was going to be quarantined, it would be nice to do it in Italy.
Right.
Don't you think it would?
Sure.
Although, is it too soon to talk about if we had to choose a quarantine area where we would go?
What country you
exactly.
would choose to be in? Yeah. Uh-huh. Italy wouldn't be so bad. How about the people in Venice? Because they're always overridden with tourism. So for the first time, probably in millennium, there's no one there.
Just
the people from Venice.
Or all the people who were tourists are stuck there.
No. You think you... Oh.
That's what...
Oh.
If it's a quarantine, they're not just quarantining Italians.
Well, now how's that going to work? Say it's like, Mr. and Mrs. Average Joe. Well, they're not going to spend the next month there.
What if I ended up... I was in Indonesia, a couple weeks ago?
You were in...
What if the trip was delayed only 2 weeks? Right. Would I be stuck there?
I don't know.
If Indonesia's not quarantined, but I'm just saying, I'm imagining being in a foreign country for an extended period of time, preparing to go home and finding out that you're not leaving.
Mm-hmm. Well, God bless the people in Italy. I would hope that, the coronavirus goes through quickly, that the virus is just eradicated.
In South Korea, already the cases are declining, of diagnosis are declining.
Okay. Now, you can bet if I was quarantined in Italy, by the time I got back to the U.S., I'd be 30 pounds heavier. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, so now it's going to turn into a weight gain thing.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to be healthy, so you gain a little extra.
Is that what you do?
Well, that's what
I would
do.
If you want to be... Okay, so coronavirus measures that we're all individually taking, you've decided to...
Eat more. I'm just saying. You're going to wash your hands. Yeah, because it's dinner time again.
What do you think about that strategy, Mike?
I think it's a good strategy.
It's a good strategy,
right.
Mike.
Yeah. Let's turn on the mic cam.
Okay.
Why is that?
If we could just because
Why not? Let's check him
it's
out.
It's always good for
Why
everyone
is that?
To see you.
Oh, my
God. All of a sudden, now he's
shocked. There he is. Gosh, isn't Mike awesome?
Because it's good to have a tween run the show. That's why.
A tween.
It's good.
I wish it was a tween.
It's good to have a tween run the show.
We're live streaming. You can see Mike for yourself if you log on to Facebook right now
Very
at
nice.
The Ride Home with John and Kathy or 101.5 Word FM. Also, if you're not able to watch the show live, you can just watch it tonight.
Watch it.
Go
sure,
home and log on and say, "Really? Is Mike 16?
Exactly. Or are we? We're all sort of shut off from the world. So I've got some free time. I'll watch John and Kathy.
What if we are quarantined here?
No,
yeah,
please don't.
The three of us are here. For weeks.
That'd be horrible. That'd be horrible.
Well,
We like each other as a group. No one, listen, no
the fact,
one.
The fact that your first response was
horrible.
That's
That'd
horrible.
Be horrible.
Yeah. Is not appropriate.
No, it is appropriate.
That's kind of hurtful.
I love you. Anybody listening right now would think that'd be the worst place to be quarantined. Look.
What, here in the Word FM studios?
I love my job. I'm so happy to be here. You two are a delight. But I do not want to be stuck with you 24/7.
Well, at least we have that like 1932 Monopoly game thing.
We do. That's good. We can play a lot of Monopoly. We can play a lot of Monopoly.
We can at least play some board games.
What are we going to eat?
Company.
I've got a lot of tissues here.
Pizza.
Supplied by someone here who cared and was concerned about our conversation that you and I are touching our faces too much. And CDC officials are saying that we're going to get ourselves sick. So someone's given us these.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I don't know.
I have a lot of healthy snacks in my top right drawer.
They last about 5 hours by the time.
Well, the way you guys eat it would, but it might if you backed out a little bit.
I got 8 packs of tuna.
Okay. I get some tuna as well.
Okay.
I'm not trying to make light of this because
you have to
the
make
wheels
light
have
of
fallen
it.
Off.
You have to make light of it because this is a very hard time. And if it's... comedy is an important method of fighting back. Stop touching your face.
I'm doing this.
Oh, gosh, it is still a radio program.
Okay,
if you're listening on the radio, you're probably wondering, what is that sound? That's John hitting his own face.
I'm toning my neck.
All right, so a headline in the Babylon Bee today. Church introverts praise the Lord for coronavirus as greeting times are canceled.
Oh, believe me, if there's a silver lining in the coronavirus... that is it.
So we did that at our church yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know, I said we're very happy that you all are here, and we want to extend to you a warm welcome. But because we are adults and this is a viral situation, we're just going to wave.
Here's what I want to do.
So we all waved
in church. Yeah, I want to do like the finger of love. I want to point it at the guy and go, yeah, yeah, you too. Love you.
So there's this there's this greeting going around YouTube, which is showing you how to hit your feet against someone else's feet.
Yeah, I like it.
I know it's hard to kind of like get your head around if you haven't seen
TikTok.
But it's kind of like a way of shaking hands with using your feet.
Right.
I think it could have potential.
How about the fist bump? Will you do the fist bump?
We're not supposed to be touching anybody, are we?
No fist bump?
Mike doesn't want to fist bump anybody.
Really?
No.
You said your greeting would be a salute. Right, I salute you. It's a little formal.
It is.
I'm just doing the finger. Hey, Bubba. Oh, hey. Yeah. Dig you as well.
Mm-hmm. Better clarify which finger.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I was going to say it's still a radio program.
No, I'm doing this. Okay, yeah, you. No. I'm not
for
doing
those that are on the radio, I have no idea what finger you're using.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, the Dow has fallen 2,014 points.
Right. It's the biggest fall since 08, I believe.
Don't look at your 401k.
No, it's not worth it.
Please
You asked me before the show.
Because I looked at mine.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you? You both did. Why would you do that?
Because I'm a glutton for punishment.
I was curious.
Okay. Just, you know, take a hit.
Good. So you know that there's bad news, and so you would just like documentation of it.
Look, if the boogeyman's under the bed, I'm looking under the bed. That's all I'm saying. It's the same kind of thing, right?
I just wanted to see how bad it was.
And how was it?
It was not that good.
Okay. No. Because wouldn't it be a surprise if all of a sudden it was like really good? You're going to go, I chose all the wrong stocks. I guess I'm on the upswing.
It was not that good. But coming up next, we are going to adjust our attitudes. Mm. We're going to talk to David O. Taylor, the new book that I'm holding in my hand, Open and Unafraid, The Psalms as a Guide to Life. Stay tuned. It's a Monday edition of The Ride Home.
WORD.
On the next Focus on the Family, Beckett Cook enjoyed lavish parties with celebrities, working on photo shoots that took him around the world, and dating men. But he felt empty inside until he came across a Bible study group at a local coffee house, and it changed his life forever. It's an inspiring story of a life transformed next time on Focus on the Family.
Tonight at 8:30 on 101.5 WORD.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323.
800-494-2323 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Choosing your child's school is a big decision. You want more than a great education. You need an education partner with high academic standards, who respects your values, offers a safe place to learn, and where your child is known individually. For 35 years, Eden Christian Academy has provided ACSI-accredited college preparatory academics and a strong spiritual foundation of character and faith for students in preschool through 12th grade. Schedule a personal tour during admissions week, March 9th through 13th. Learn more at EdenChristianAcademy.org.
You invest in things that are important to you. Whether it's your home, your car, or your mattress, you want to know that you are getting the best product at a fair price that will meet or exceed your needs. At the Original Mattress Factory, our factory direct model and knowledgeable sales staff are here to help. We'll walk you through the process and ensure that you get a high-quality product at a price that works for you. Visit originalmattress.com or a store near you to see the OMF difference for yourself.
The world of church construction is rapidly changing in today's safety-conscious marketplace. If renovation or new construction is in your future, don't miss the Worship and Facilities Conference, designed to answer the critical questions church and business leaders need to ask before they build. One day only, March 31st at the Bible Chapel in McMurray. Hear from experts in architecture, construction, banking, audiovisual, plus facility safety and security all in one place, 8:15 to 4, presented by Salem Media Group. Registration and details at wordfm.com.
Last week we talked about heroes and how hard it is when your heroes fall, but how great it is when heroes succeed and go on to do great things and say great things. And so we talked a little bit about who our heroes are. And one of my heroes has been Bono since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I read an article about U2 was right when The Unforgettable Fire came out. I think I was maybe in eighth grade or seventh grade or something like that. And I just, when I say that he's a hero, it's not that I think he's perfect. It's not that I love everything he says or everything he does. I think that's what I like so much about him, is that he is, his flaws are loud and proud.
Yeah.
And
he's like us. He's
and
messy.
He's like us. And he has done and said things of incredible beauty and incredible ridiculousness. But when I saw the video of him talking with another one of my heroes, Eugene Peterson, a couple years ago, a conversation about the Psalms, I could not get enough of it. I bet I've watched it 10 times. Just first of all, seeing those two people in the same frame for an extended period of time was so wonderful to me.
And being delighted
and
with
being
each other.
Right. And seeing Mrs. Peterson, I can't remember her first name.
Mrs.
Just the wonderful way that the video was shot, the conversation about the Psalms, hearing an author and a translator talk to a rock star about their very different takes on what the Psalms meant to them, but their respect for one another. I don't know. It was an affectionate, lovely bit, and we're so happy to talk to our next guest who made it possible.
That's right. W. David O. Taylor is with us. David is the Assistant Professor of Theology and Culture at Fuller Theological Seminary, Director of the BREM Texas Initiative in Worship Theology and the Artsy. And David has got a brand new workout right now. It is called Open and Unafraid, the Psalms as a Guide to Life. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John. Kathy?
David, talk about how the video came about, and then we'll go on and talk about the book.
Sure. Well, it actually began with a dream. I don't normally dream about Eugene and Bono, but I had a dream that they were talking on the Psalms. I woke up. I told
what?
My wife, I had a dream, and I think we should make it happen.
No,
and,
no,
and
no, wait.
Many
hold on.
Later.
Wait a minute. Back it right up.
A dream.
David, you actually had a dream?
I did, and I'm not a diehard U2 fan, so it was unusual for him to show up in my dreamscape, but he was there, and
yeah.
And I thought that would make a really interesting conversation in the real world. And 6 months later, we're in Montana, sitting across from Phil, having a conversation
really?
On the Psalms.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you pitched that idea, when you pitched the dream to Bono, how did that work?
Oh, gosh. You know, there's Bono, and then there's an industry of handlers.
I bet.
And eventually you get to the Holy of Holies and are able to approach His Eminence and ask Him. And here's the truth. Most people in that world were not too keen on getting Bono on camera with Eugene and have a theologian from Fuller Theological Seminary and evangelical talk because of a nervousness. I think an understandable nervousness about it. But it was Bono himself who insisted in it happening. And so I was tremendously grateful that actually he went to bat for the whole project and flew himself out to a small town in Montana to sit with Eugene.
Oh, what a gorge! It was just so well done. I don't have enough kudos to give you. Mm-hmm. But the affectionate tone of it is the thing that I liked so much. I mean, these are men who had different takes on the Psalms, but also are very different personalities. I mean, I don't know. I can't be more clear. Can you?
Well, let me say two things about it. The affection that you see on camera was completely authentic. Who they were in front of the cameras was who they were with one another and with everybody else in the room. Very genuine, very kind, very humble. Bono shook everybody's hand, and there weren't many of us, but the film crew and a couple extras, and he remembered everybody's name when he left. So that kind of sincere, kind demeanor that comes across was part of the integrity of who he is as a person. The other thing I'll say is managing that conversation, to my mind, as it was happening in real time, was managing a horse-drawn buggy and a Ferrari and trying to figure out how to get them to talk at the same rate was quite a challenge.
Oh, that's fascinating. So at the end of the day, David, not necessarily a giant Bono fan to begin with, but I imagine you pretty much are now.
I am. And you know what I take away from that whole experience, which was now 5 years ago, is his integrity, Bono himself, his integrity of his marriage. He's been married almost 40 years to the same woman, a high school sweetheart, the integrity of his relationships, not just with bandmates, but anybody who speaks. And I've seen how he treats, as it were, the little people, the not famous people. Yeah. And it's real. There's something about his character that is very sturdy. And it's not just that he takes God seriously, he takes Jesus very seriously. And while I might part ways with him on certain things,
sure,
I have no reason to doubt that he loves the Gospels and he loves the Psalms.
Oh, that's so good to hear. I mean, because you can imagine like the worst case scenario where you go in and you think, I hope I love this guy, and he turns out to be an idiot.
I'm sorry, I just got choked up.
Sorry.
He's not an idiot. He's just one of the most kind, gentle. I met him a year later when they were doing the concert in Houston and had a chance to talk with him. And my wife, Tata, was with me both in Montana and then in Houston. And the first thing he said was not hello to me. He said hello to Phaedra and asked her how her art making was coming along. She's an artist, and she'd mentioned that in passing. And a year later, after meeting 10 billion people, the first thing that comes to mind is to ask my wife how her work as an artist is coming. That's just a little sign, I think, of who he is everywhere, visible and invisible, as it were.
And anybody who's loving on your wife like that, you had to love that back because you think, he's with me. Yeah. He knows us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that made a great deal to me, for sure.
Let's talk about Eugene Peterson, David, another hero. You know, I had read his books for years. A Long Obedience in the Same Direction was the first book of his I read. Mm. That was probably back when I was 18 or 19 years old. But seeing him on your video was just such a wonderful addendum to what I had read, because I had never seen him before. And seeing his home and his wife baking the cookies,
his graciousness.
And the slowness of his consideration of things was really wonderful. And, you know, we've lost Eugene since then. And so talk about that. When he passed, you must have felt so fortunate that you were able to spend that time.
I was. I mean, I felt it was an extraordinary gift. Mm-hmm. And to be in their home and to see, again, I think I'm about to repeat myself, but there's an integrity to Eugene and Jan's life, that who they have been in public, mainly Eugene, is who he is in his home. And he is unpretentious, unself-aware, very, very present to you when he's looking at you. Huh. He's attending to you. He wants to know the details of your life, of your faith. He's asking very specific questions, and you're right. He's slow, but that's because he's really trying to listen. And I think that's just such an uncommon gift in our very fast-paced, harried life that we live today.
Amen to that. W. David O'Taylor is with us. He's got a brand-new workout called Open and Unafraid,
Beautiful.
The Psalms as a Guide to Life.
Yeah. So this was kind of a preamble, our conversation up till now, to talk about how you moved from the video experience to writing this lovely book. Talk about your thought process. How did this happen?
Well, it came a little bit by surprise. I didn't have a dream, and I did not wake up and think, I'm going to write a book on the Psalms.
So it doesn't always happen to you that way.
That was a once-in-a-lifetime dream. But I found myself talking to people about the Psalms and receiving invitations to talk on the Psalms. So I slowly began doing my homework. And I mean, I'm an academic by training, and my training is in theology. My training is not in Old Testament studies. So I came to the task with a bit of fear and trembling, mm-hmm. and sort of a respect for the discipline of those who write on the Psalms. But having been a pastor for 10 years, I realized I could put my pastor hat on and write this book in a way that might sort of meet the middle space between the world of scholarship and the kind of the world of daily devotional books,
yeah.
and to offer something that was substantial but accessible, so that people would rediscover the Psalms and fall in love with the Psalms afresh.
Yes. Okay, so you look at today's headlines, David, the bottom's fallen out, right? We've been anticipating something like this happening in your worst nightmare. Stock market's crushing. Maybe a pandemic is moving across the world. The Psalms still have relevance for all of us who are clinging to things tightly.
I think you're right. And one of the things that I think surprises us when we began reading the Psalms and really, really paying attention to them is that the vast majority of the Psalms are Psalms of lament. And it's not because the psalmists are whiners or complainers. It's because they reckon in a very realistic way with the broken world in which we live. And they understand that the most crucial thing that we must do in light of this broken world and our broken experiences of the world is to bring these things face to face with God himself. Mm. And one of the arguments that I make in the book is that the Psalms are like a devotional and liturgical antidote to our primordial sin, which is to run away and to hide from God, to shut down and shut ourselves off from others, and then to live a life of self-denial. And the Psalms are inviting us to be, well, I guess as my book says, open and unafraid. Mm-hmm. And that means we get to interrogate God about all the hard mm-hmm. things that we're facing, not just 3,000 years ago, but 2020.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things, to link it back to our conversation about Bono at the beginning, and one of the reasons why I've always kind of thought of him as a hero to me, is that I think being an honest believer means allowing for anger and allowing for angst and allowing for impatience and all of those things, because that's who we are. And if we think that we have to be good, you know, buttoned up people all the time, I just don't think that allows for any type of authenticity in a relationship with the God who made us. I think we need heroes who are bold, heroes that we disagree with, heroes who do crazy things, but at least they are real.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I find myself talking often with folks when I talk about the Psalms is how for many of us, our idea about prayer and what's proper or improper is governed or shaped more by our family culture or church culture than the Bible. And in this case, the Psalms are the prayer book of Jesus. They have been the prayer book of the church for 2,000 years. They need to teach us and retrain us how to actually talk about God in these kind of authentic, honest, vulnerable, porous ways, I think, that you're suggesting here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, David, so people, I imagine people are listening as they're driving home right now, and they think, some people are saying, well, I know the Psalms. I read the Psalms. Why should I read a book about the Psalms?
I think that's a great question. And I think that's a question I should answer for them, and to say, whatever efforts we have made to read the Psalms, I commend those. And I think what I'm trying to offer in this book is two sorts of gifts. One is the ability to read the Psalms in a way that counters perhaps the piecemeal way that we approach the Psalms, that we say, go to Psalm 139, and we love that first part about knowing us in our mother's womb and how amazing God's thoughts are towards us. But then the very last part is about crushing our enemy, and that part terrifies us. And what I want to say is you cannot get the good parts without the hard parts. They're there for a reason. And so I want to help people read the Psalms in a more comprehensive, thorough, coherent, integral way so they can get into the kind of the fiber and whoop and woof of the Psalms. That's, I think, mainly what I want. The other is perhaps to pay attention to things like justice or enemies or anger in a way that we perhaps haven't ever seen because we don't sing those things, we don't pray those things in our churches, and yet the Psalms are saying, attend to these, because they will give you insight into the very heart of God.
Yeah. This book is a real gift. I'm very excited about it. It's called Open and Unafraid, The Psalms as a Guide to Life. W. David O. Taylor has been with us. All the information about David you can find right now on our Facebook page. Also, the live stream, if you want to see what the book looks like or see David's little mug there at the bottom, log on to Facebook right now. We're live streaming 101.5 Word FM or The Ride Home with John and Kathy. David, thank you for your time today.
Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. The Psalms, yeah. To love them, read about them more.
If you're a licensed counselor in Pennsylvania, Grace Wellness Center doesn't want to hire you. They want to partner with you. At Grace Wellness Center, you'll find the personal support and professional development you need to build your ideal clientele. Grace Wellness Center invests in you so you can invest in your clients. Get the support, training, and personal coaching you need to pursue your passion and build the kingdom with offices throughout Greater Pittsburgh. Join the team at thegracewellnesscenter.com.
In the Bible, Jesus says, when we care for the least of these, it's like we're caring for Him. But who are the least of these? They're moms, like Aura Maria from Guatemala, where more than half the people live in extreme poverty.
Do they have any problems with the drinking water?
I always worry about the conditions of the water. I don't know if it has holes in the pipes. In winter, they get sick. They might get diarrhea. They might get stomachache. I believe that is because of the water conditions that they have.
When you partner with Food for the Poor, you bring food, water, hope, and love. You answer the desperate prayers of moms and children. Just $27 a month for the next 12 months feeds a family of four food for a year and water for life through Food for the Poor. Would you make a life-saving gift right now? From your cell phone, dial #250 and say give. Dial #250 and say give. Or give online at wordfm.com.
Elevate your leadership game at the L3 One Day Conference, a day to grow your leadership, your network, your future. 8 to 4, Friday, March 13th at the Marriott, Pittsburgh, North and Cranberry. Join L3 leadership founder Doug Smith, nationally known master communicator Jeff Henderson, and Pittsburgh business leaders Laura Ellsworth, Greg Weimer, and Bill Strickland, who will inspire and train you and your team to reach your maximum potential. The L3 One Day Conference, Friday, March 13th. Register while you can at L3OneDay.com.
America is a great big country
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
See today's best faith-based and family-friendly movies all free of charge. March 13th through 15th, Word FM welcomes the Projecting Hope Film Festival to the Cinemark 18 at Pittsburgh Mills Mall. Presented by the Speakman Financial Group. See the best faith-focused films of 2019, plus the highly anticipated 2020 release, I Still Believe, the Jeremy Camp Story, plus exclusive advanced screenings of Selfie Dad starring Michael Jr. Visit ProjectingHopePGH.com for showtimes.
101.5 WORD-FM Pittsburgh.
on your smart speaker by saying, play the word Pittsburgh, and on your phone via the Word FM mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, and at radio.com.
Tonight, considerable cloudiness, mild with occasional rain and drizzle late with a low 49. Tomorrow, breezy and cooler with periods of rain and a high 58. Tomorrow night, plenty of clouds in the evening, then partly cloudy late with a low 31. Wednesday, some sun, then turning cloudy with a passing afternoon shower and a high 51. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
I was talking to a friend today, and he made the observation that he had to go to the store for a family shopping trip, and you know, to shop, he had to pick up some TP. And he said, I wasn't, you know, trying to store up 500 rolls of toilet paper. I just needed some TP for the, you know, for the future, for the near future.
Sure.
But he said he's
maybe he wasn't getting the 22 pack. Maybe he was just getting the 9.
But he said, I felt awkward and weird because all of a sudden I was like, you know, sort of clicking into prepper mode.
Mm-hmm. Like he was giving in to the fear.
Right. I saw an article earlier today that a family had ordered some toilet paper and they made a mistake. And instead of ordering some, you know, like for additional supplies, they ordered enough toilet paper to last them for the next 12 years. And they said a truck pulled up outside of their house.
Wow, that's a lot.
So what they've done is they're going to auction this off for a nonprofit.
Oh, that's good.
Which, you know, right. People are going to. Anyway, I've been thinking about this. Now, have you yourself stocked up on any supplies?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
So if there's a pandemic and everything shuts down, you've got enough food a while.
I think that our responses to this really are based on our personality.
Right.
I don't think that we are as evident. I've always thought this. Mm-hmm. We're not nearly as evidence-based as we think we are. We all think that we're very rational in America. And then we're scientific people who are just concerned about finding all the facts. That's really not what it is. I think our personalities determine how we see and hear things.
Right.
And I'm just not a hysteria type of person.
You are not.
It makes me... I'm not that way. And so...
But don't you want to plan in case?
I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying for better or worse, this is how I am. And so I tend to think, you know what? This is all a bunch of fear-based stuff and it's going
to
be fine.
Right. Now, on the other hand, I know talking to new Mike, he went out and bought some more ammunition.
I did, yeah. I bought some... I bought 9mm ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
And...
He's ready to fight a war.
I'll never shoot anybody. But if someone's trying to come in my house, right. I mean, right. Steal my stuff.
Plus, he's got a cannon.
Okay. So yeah. Think about that. Okay. So
and a musket.
Right.
Yeah.
So Kath is saying.
So here we
nah.
have. We have the spectrum between Mike and me.
Yeah. Mike's
buying
saying,
ammunition. I've bought nothing.
If someone tries to come in my house, that someone might be Kath. Because
Mike, don't shoot me if I need toilet paper.
She needs
never.
She needs some TP or a bag of rice or something like that.
Now I did go out and buy a bucket of food. Like it,
what do you mean a bucket of food?
What's a bucket of food?
You could
a KFC.
I think it's called Wise Foods. No, no, no.
I want to get some chicken.
I went on Amazon. I dropped like $190.
What kind of food? Oh, like that.
It's like emergency food?
Yeah, it lasts for like 25 years.
No wonder, because it's horrific.
Because it's a bucket of food.
Yeah, stir it in. It's like, whoa.
You add water to it and it turns into
a alive. I'm alive one more day.
You add water, it becomes a casserole.
Yeah.
Is this the meatloaf or is this tuna noodle? I don't know. Eat it. We're alive.
That's right.
Okay, so we're sort of somewhere in between. Haven't gone out and bought any, you know, sort of firearms or ammunition.
Yeah, but you have
my
prepared?
My wife said, well, my wife, not really. I mean, you know, my wife's like, well, maybe I'll buy some.
This is going to be good. Wait.
I might buy some fruit cocktail. So she bought like 6 cans of fruit cocktail. You know, I get the cherry.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean.
So somewhere between nothing and ammunition
and fruit
is fruit cocktail.
6 cans, just in case.
Oh, Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so we're
awesome.
Wondering about you. We have not done this for a long time, about our listeners. Are you freaked out? I mean, have you made, you know, plans to combat the coronavirus?
And if you have made plans, what are they?
Yes.
What have you bought? Have you stockpiled?
Stuff.
I don't know what.
800-320-8255. Won't you give us a call? Give us some insight. Give us some wisdom. Clearly, we need some of that. But please, won't you join us?
Fruit
cocktail's good. 800-320-8255. What are your plans?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? If this truly is something that's about to come upon us, what are you going to do about it? 800-320-8255. Take a break?
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and we're streaming live. If you want to watch the show, log on to Facebook, 101.5 Word FM, or The Ride Home with John and Kathy. Watch it live, or tonight you can go back and watch it after the fact.
We'd love to hear your thoughts about what you're planning or not for this.
Have you bought fruit cocktail?
101.5 WORD.
God is waiting and willing for you to come to Him today. You just have to come His way. That's the good news that we hear this week on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee. But do you know what it means? If not, why don't you make your way through the Old Testament book of Joel with us and learn more about God's kindness towards us and the length that He'll go to get our attention.
Through the Bible, this evening at 9 p.m. on 101.5 WORD.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Washington County parents, you have a choice in your child's education. So why not consider a private Christian school that's been serving the community for nearly 40 years? At Central Christian Academy in Houston, pre-K through 8th grade students receive the comprehensive education they need to propel them to the top of the class in high school and beyond. Central Christian Academy creates model student leaders other kids look up to. Students prepared for a world that needs Jesus. Schedule a private tour and learn more at ccaschool.com.
I find that patients just want to be heard.
Stock Family Dentistry, where exceptional dentistry meets compassionate care.
That takes time to sit down and listen to what the patient has to say. Listen to their past experiences, because that's all important in how I then present treatment to them, formulate a treatment plan for them, and how we move forward with their treatment at our office.
My mommy is a really good dentist, and she'll take good care of you.
Perry Highway in Wexford at StockFamilyDentistry.com.
This election year, you can vote red or you can vote blue, but yellow is always the right choice. Demand the yellow van when you have water damage and call Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh.
Demand the yellow van. Call Service Master.
Politics can be, well, dirty. That's one mess Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh can't clean up. But we've got you covered on everything else, from water damage to smoke and fire damage.
Demand the yellow van.
What have you done?
Yeah. What plans have you made to combat the coronavirus? Are you taking care of your family? Are you doing due diligence, thinking, okay, you know, the store shelves are going to be empty. We're not going to have any food. There's no place to go. We're going to be, you know, gnawing on the linoleum or whatever it is that's, you know, available. I don't know. People are a little freaked out, are they not? Toilet paper, everyone's, you know, grabbing that. Look, already the hand sanitizer is gone. Ibuprofen, tourniquets.
I'm a little freaked out that all the fruit cocktails going to be going off the shelves.
You know what? And one person bought it.
Six cans. I mean, you need fruit cocktail. Well, give us a call. We're curious. What are your plans? Are you hoarding? Are you buying? Are you ready to sequester yourself?
Right.
800-320-8255. 800-320-8255. Let's go to the phones and speak with Greg. Hey, Greg, you're with us. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Kathy? How are you guys?
Oh, good to hear your voice, Greg. What have you done to combat this thing coming?
I'm built like you, Kathy. I haven't done anything.
All right. My wife,
she's a little panicky. She called me the other day when I was on the road, and she was like, "Oh, honey, I seen such and such." And I'm like, "Honey, slow down. I don't get excited about that kind of stuff." She said, "Oh yeah, I forgot. You don't get excited about nothing." Mm. So, I haven't really done anything. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to say I'm not worried, but I'm not a social media guy. You guys are the only people that I listen to, and you guys are the only people how I get my information. You know what I mean? So I'm just not going to worry about it. I'm going to continue to do what it is that I do.
Okay, now listen, Greg. First of all, we love that you listen. We always love to hear from you. But I want you to know that between the three of us, John, New Mike, and I don't know if you heard, but our different responses to this virus, just in case, as you said, you're only getting your information from us. Mike's buying ammunition. I've done nothing. And John's got fruit cocktail. So I don't know how good of a recommendation this is for you.
Yeah, I was basically listening to you, Kathy, because you're speaking like I speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the term. It is what it is. But at the same time, now here's the hit. As believers, we need to not go where they go anyway.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean? Like, first of all, we're in a different kingdom. And second of all, if we do have to die, which I ain't trying to, but I always tell people, the blessed time when a Christian dies is he is no longer in this world and he's in the presence of God. Mm-hmm. So I just don't get upset about all that kind of stuff.
See, right. That is daily wisdom from Greg the Trucker.
That's good. Okay, thanks, Greg. Be safe out there. 800-320-8255. What are your plans for the coronavirus? Are you stockpiling TP or whatever you have? Give us a call. Let's go back to the phones and speak with Ken. Ken, you're with us. What are your thoughts? Hello, Ken.
Where are you, Ken? Ken's not here. Ken's gone.
All right.
All right, Ken, call us back. For some reason, we can't hear you.
Yeah.
800-320-8255. We're looking to hear from you. What are you doing that has to do with the coronavirus?
Yeah.
I mean, are you, like me, thinking it's probably going to be fine and I'm not going to get all amped up over this?
Well, here's the deal. Our kids are older kids.
Right.
Right? If you had little kids,
it would be different.
I think so. I think your attitude would change a little
bit. Yes, I think it would, because you have such a sense of responsibility for young kids. I think it would be even worse. I lost both my parents this year. If they were both alive,
I
think that would be a major concern. Because
exactly.
It has afflicted, the coronavirus has been very hard on elderly people with breathing problems.
Right. And, you know, we're not trying to make light of this at all. I mean, we're having fun with it, of course. But, you know, a little dangerous. Let's go back to the phones and speak with Diane. Hey, Di, you're with us. What are your thoughts?
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I'm from Elkhart, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I agree with you, Kathy. I pray constantly for my family and loved ones and myself. And like back in the day, it was another plague. So all we could do is pray and leave it in God's hands. And,
right.
You know, and that's it. I'm not doing anything different than I did, except wearing a mask from the hospital I was just at. Around my grandkids, you know, just in case I don't want to get them sick or anything. Who knows whether I had caught it or not.
Okay. All right. So she's wearing a mask, but that's about all she's doing.
Fair enough.
That's because she doesn't want to. All right.
Yeah, sure.
I appreciate that.
Would you wear a mask?
No.
Mike, you wearing a mask?
No. Because
they're specifically asking us not to wear masks.
Yes. Right. It doesn't stop it.
Right.
All right.
But I am doing a lot of hand washing.
So am I.
Okay,
I am.
It's not ammunition or fruit cocktail, but darn it, right. I am in there for the full length of time.
But at the same time, I'm obsessed with touching my face.
And that's only because the New York Times told you shouldn't.
Well, I just can't stop. I mean, I find myself and I'm going, stop
here,
touching
use
your
this
face.
Tissue.
Ah, it's too late.
Is the soap off the shelves here?
What do you mean it's off the shelves?
Have you gone to John Eagle?
I have
lately.
No, there's soap at Giant Eagle.
Yeah, there's soap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, you know, like somebody like Greg, our truck driver friend, are more supplies being made? Like, you know, like the TP factories, are they working 24/7?
I bet they are.
Really?
I bet the Purell factory is having a very, very good quarter.
All right. Should we take a phone call? Or we going? Oh, we take a phone call?
We're doing a phone call.
Okay, all right,
okay.
Good.
We do whatever Mike
all
tells
right, grab,
us to do.
Let's grab Ken. Hey, Ken, can you hear us?
Yeah, this time I had to switch phones. Hey, you know what? I have a completely different outlook. I'm born again, washed in blood as well. But my wife's getting in the car as we're talking. But, listen, God protects his own sometimes by giving them forewarning, foreknowledge. You know, like the 70s A.D., Jewish Christians, they left, you know, mm-hmm. And they took the heed. And the same thing with the 7 years of famine, you know, in Egypt. That's how I look at it. We're paying attention. You know, I'm online a lot. You know, I've seen these people drop dead in the videos, snuck out of China. And I've seen, you know, plus I have five grandchildren. I've got four pets, two dogs, two cats. I don't want to run out of food for them or myself.
Sure.
Right.
You know, I can't explain it to them. Like, you know, here's some grass to nosh on, you know, Granny. So there's a lot of responsibility. And, you know, I've taken a lot of guff from people over the, you know, the years, because I am a bit of a prepper.
Okay, so you're good to go then, Ken, right? So
yes, I am.
Yeah, and I just think it's some due diligence
okay,
is what you're saying.
Okay, what have you done, Ken?
Well, okay, like I've gotten, you know, I have two good-sized dogs, so I've gotten four bags of dog food.
Okay.
To take care of them. For myself, I'm 70, my wife's 71, she's got lupus. I have I've got a lung problem, and I'm a heart patient, mm-hmm. cardiovascular. So that's we're right in the old, you know, get it and you might die stuff.
Sure,
we're at risk. So I've gotten this some silver water solution, silver colloidal silver, but it's actually anodized. It's a better silver thing because supposedly silver was used regularly as an antibiotic before penicillin. In the pre-20s, 1920s, because silver poisons everything that's biological except man. So if you get it anodized, you know, and down to the molecular, down to the small size,
yeah.
it'll get into your blood, and it'll kill anything. It's not a cure, but it's what I'm doing is trying to build my wife's and my immune system up. Mm-hmm. For this, I think it's going to be serious, because of the time. I mean, are we in the end times or not? I mean, that's a whole nother show. But you know, I think we are, and so I'm not taking risks. Also, I bought such things for my grandchildren, my only sibling, and her two adult grandchildren. And doing what I can. Outside of that, it's really up to God. I know that.
It is.
Thank you. All right. Good to hear from you, Ken.
It's up to God. All right. Take a break. Come back. All right.
Sure.
Hey, we're taking your phone calls at 800-320-8255. What are you doing to anticipate the coronavirus? Is it a pandemic? Is it something that you're totally freaked out about? Or like Kath, you're kind of going, and Ken, I'm okay. God's in control. Stay with us. 800-320-8255.
I'm Alistair Begg, and I'd like to personally invite you to join me August 30th to September 6th, 2020, for a week of Christian fellowship and a newfound appreciation for God's creation. Call 855-565-5519 to join us, or visit deeperfaithcruise.com. for all the details.
Salem Media Group presents the Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise, August 30th through September 6th, 2020. Get more details at wordfm.com/Alaska.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundpittsburgh.com. Surroundpittsburgh.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
We will give you
Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
From the creators of I Could Only Imagine and Mercy Me's Bart Millard.
Now we have an artist who's had 32 number one singles. Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
On March 13th.
They're getting married.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Based on the inspiring true story.
He chose to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
I Still Believe, starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Shania Twain, and Gary Sinise. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 13th. Go to IStillBelieveMovie.com.
College, career path. These are major decisions high school students face. Help your child go from anxious and overwhelmed to confident and clear about the future with help from experienced career coach Emily Milius. Visit launchconsulting.io to learn more.
Napa Auto Parts believes every driver deserves quality parts. That's why you can do it yourself at a Napa Auto Parts store or have it done for you at a Napa Auto Care Center. Either way, that's Napa know-how.
The world of church construction is rapidly changing in today's safety-conscious marketplace. If renovation or new construction is in your future, don't miss the Worship and Facilities Conference, designed to answer the critical questions church and business leaders need to ask before they build. One day only, March 31st at the Bible Chapel in McMurray. Hear from experts in architecture, construction, banking, audiovisual, plus facility safety and security all in one place, 8:15 to 4, presented by Salem Media Group. Registration and details at wordfm.com.
Talking about getting ready or not. And your phone calls are welcome, 800-320-8255. Hey, Jackie, you're next up. What are your plans?
Hi. Well, probably not very exciting, John.
Okay.
I just don't believe in getting too shook up about this. I guess all the reading I have done has said, you know, don't get too carried away with all of this. I'm like you, Kathy. I wash my hands a lot. I've had flu shots, I've had pneumonia shots, I've had shingles shots.
Yeah.
I am spraying a little more Lysol and wiping things down. And, yeah, I do pray over it as a believer. I do. I know we're supposed to take care of ourselves. I'm not just saying, Lord, protect me. But I go to the Y every day. I mean, we're jumping around, sweating.
Yeah.
But I notice we're all using maybe a little more hand sanitizer, washing our hands. Beyond that, I am not. I mean, I cook a lot at home. I make good homemade food, soup. We're reasonably healthy, thank God. We don't have compromised immune systems. So that's my plan. That's it.
Good. It sounds like a good plan.
All right.
Thanks, Jackie. I appreciate it. We got time for one more phone call, right? Let's grab this. Hey, Randy, you're with us. How are you doing today?
Good. Preparing. The thing that I heard was you should probably have like 2 weeks worth of food.
Okay.
If you get the virus, they say they will self-quarantine you. And so if you're not able to get out, you should probably have 2 weeks' worth of supplies.
And is that what you have?
Plus or minus.
Okay.
I've gone out and got some things because, you know, if you do get stuck in, you're not going to, or if you get the virus, you're not going to be able to or want to go out and infect other people.
Right. So. That's good. Okay, Rand, thanks a lot. Last week we had Pat Premick.
Yes.
And she joined us because she did voluntary 2 week, right? She was quarantined.
No, because she lived in China for 11 years.
But I remember one of the things from the conversation is that people came by, left stuff outside of her house. She waved to them, opened up the door, and brought it in the house.
Right, which is a great thing.
Right, yeah.
Talk about having good friends. You know what I bet people brought for her? Meatballs.
Probably casseroles.
It's National Meatball Day, people.
Who doesn't love a meatball?
Only a few moments left in today's show to talk about the glory of the meatball.
Do you have a meatball recipe?
Yes. Yeah. It's given to me by my friend Paul. It's his grandma Josie's recipe. It's the greatest meatball recipe that there could ever be.
Is there pork in it?
There is. No.
What
there
is
no pork in it. There is, and I know that this is a radical choice, only beef.
Only beef?
Only beef.
Really?
Now, Grandma Josie said.
I was thinking pork and, you know, that would combine the two.
No.
Really?
It's straight ahead.
Is there a sort of a magical, like, you know, secret thing about
it? Yes.
Can you reveal it?
No, it's Grandma.
Why? Come on,
because it's Grandma Josie's recipe.
Like,
that's what it is.
Could you post that online?
No. Do you know why? Because Grandma Josie's not here to give me her.
Okay.
Go ahead. So I'm not going to.
All right.
But I salute her every time I make it.
If you're going to have, look, one of the joys of my life is to have a meatball sub. Do you not love a meatball sub?
What a delicious option.
You're going to have a meatball sub. Mm-hmm. You're going to go where to get it?
I don't know. I don't have a good option.
You don't?
I don't have a good option because usually when I have hankering for meatballs, I'd get the meatball casserole at Monticello's
meatball
on Babcock Boulevard in the North Hills and get Italian bread to go with it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's like meatballs in a little casserole just with cheese on top,
really?
Baked.
Sounds pretty good. All right.
Where would you go?
There's a place in, do you know Aiello's?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
On Murray Avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's a great meatball sub.
I've never had it there.
Fabulous, yeah.
Okay.
I love Minio's pizza.
Well, that would be a great, maybe tonight go to Aiello's and get a meatball sub. Or go to your favorite Italian establishment.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us. Stay safe out there. Don't lose your mind. God's with us, is he not? Have a great night. We'll see you.
The Ride Home with John and Kathy, a production of Salem Media Group.